Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about the big concert, the 22nd Annual Corsair Concert Series, which is coming up Saturday night. That'll be at the Taos United Methodist Church Family Center right there on M55 in Taos City. From the group Volume 5, Glenn Harrell joining us. How are you today, Glenn?
Man, I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Now, we're looking forward to the show. I know Gary Nelke always brings in top acts, and this one right there with the best of them. And we're going to kind of get familiar with what you guys are all about. Now, we know you're a bluegrass group, but give us an idea of what style of bluegrass your group plays.
Oh, geez. We play all different kinds of styles. Some of the music we do, it'll be your traditional bluegrass. Sometimes it's a little more contemporary. It may be a little southern gospel sounding. That we just have so many different ways that we, songs that we try to do. You know, we want it to have something for everybody, so everybody has a good time. You know, and that's when we come up there. That's what we want to do. We want to play good music, but more than anything, we're going to have a good time, and we want the folks when they leave to have a good time.
Now, tell us a little bit about the group. How long has Volume 5 been together?
I formed this band back in February of 2008, so we've been together a little over 6 years.
All right, now give us the rest of the group. We know you now. What's your part in the group, Glenn?
I'm the lead singer and fiddle player.
Okay.
Band leader, flunky, and then I've got Patton Wages on banjo. He's from over in Mountain Rest, South Carolina. He's been with us about 4 years, and he and I actually worked together for 3 or 4 years when we were working with Marty Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got Harry Clark. He plays mandolin. He's from over in Arkansas. Harry's been with us for about a year and a half now. He was working with the Roys before he came here. And then Chris Williamson, the bass player, he lives over in North Georgia, and he's been with us from the start. And then we've got Jeff Parton playing guitar and dobro, and he lives over in Georgia, and he's been with us for about 3 years now.
Wow, all right. So you guys really have a rich history, a bluegrass background then, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All these guys are, they're all pros. And that's like Jeff, the guy that plays guitar and dobro is pretty cool. He worked the Opry the first time when he was 13 years old with Mike Snyder, so that's pretty good.
That is pretty good. So you guys are bringing some heritage. I know, you said you formed about 6 years ago, but it sounds like you guys have been around so long that that 6 years is nothing compared to what you bring cohesively as a group.
Oh, yeah, these guys in the band, we've worked, all work professionally and work the Opry, and like a banjo player, Patton Wages, he's worked with Mountain Heart, Tony Rice some, and Bradley Walker. I mean, all these guys, they've all been around and worked. They're, I'm glad to have them with me. They're top notch.
Now, you guys have put out 4 albums so far, and all 4 of them have done very well for you, haven't they?
Yes, we've been very fortunate with that. Sure have.
Boy, for sure. And who does most of the writing? Do you guys all write songs? Is there one specific writer, or do you borrow from elsewhere?
A little of all that. We write some ourselves, and then we look outside the group. Of course, one thing I've always learned a long time ago, I don't care how good you write or anything like that, not every song you write is a good song. So, we'll try to find the ones that we think are really good that are our own. But other than that, we'll look outside the band and try to find other good writers,
Yeah. Now, do you do a lot of touring through the course of the year?
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do quite a bit.
So, now, just about all 50 states, have you traveled outside of the country? I know bluegrass is huge over
in
Europe.
Now, we haven't with this band, but we've traveled outside the United States. We just haven't with this band yet. We're looking, hopefully, maybe next year to do a European tour.
Super. Well, we're going to be glad to see you coming to Michigan. Have you made it this far north in Michigan before?
We were up at Grand Rapids just, I think, a couple years ago.
Okay.
Lowell?
Yeah, over in that area. Okay.
Yeah, one of those festivals.
Well, you're coming over to the other side of the state. You'll be, closer to Lake Huron this time around.
And great.
We're looking forward to it. It's Saturday night at the Taos United Methodist Church Family Center. Tickets are $15, and it sounds like not just some great bluegrass music, but it sounds like you guys have a lot of fun up on stage, too.
Oh, we do. We're going to have a blast.
All right. Now, you have albums available, too, if people are interested in your music?
We will. We'll have all probably 4 or 5 CDs with us, and we'll have some T-shirts.
Very good. All right, sure. And it's the 22nd Annual Corsair Concert Series presenting Volume 5 again Saturday night. Showtime 7:30. Doors will open at 7. Tickets are $15. You can get them at Nordic Sports right there in East Tallahassee. And from the group Volume 5, Glenn Harrell. Glenn, thank you for joining us here on Sunrise Side, and we'll look forward to a great show Saturday night.
Hey, thank you. I certainly appreciate it, and hope all your listeners bring somebody with them and come out for a good time Saturday night.